We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kufei Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Hamakabel Soda Mechavera. Someone is Makabel a field from his friend. He's a sharecropper. Va'ochlo Chogov Oynishtefa. We'll see this is not a case of a sharecropper of an Oris. This is a case of Chakernusa, someone who's a Chaker. He's paying a lease per year for the Soda. And the way he pays the lease is with Paris. So Makabel Soda Mechavera Va'ochlo Chogov, and that year there was insects and all the plants were ruined. Oynishtefa, or it was a drought, or it was too windy, and all the tvua dried up, and all the grains did not grow well. So in Makas Medina, if it's not something specific to his field, it's all over. It's the whole Medina has this. The Menakele Mechakura, he tells the owner, look, it's not my fault. It's out of my control. It's not even my mazel. This happened to the whole region. Therefore, I am deducting from my rent. I'm not paying the rent. But in ain't a makas medina, ain't menakel mechakura. If it's not a makas medina, then he cannot deduct from the chakura. He has to pay the amount that he says he's going to pay, the amount that Paris is going to pay, because it's his mazel that caused this drought or this insect infestation to ruin the crop. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer in Kibla Menu Mimoyes, Ben Kachabekach Menakel Mechakura. If the way it was made up, this lease was to pay him money, so then in any case, he has to pay it anyway. And the reason is because here you can't say there's a Makas Medina on the money. The Makas Medina is on the Paris, but not on the money. The money was nothing to do with the mazel. You owed him the money, and therefore you have to pay. That's how Rashi explains it. Rashi says that Benkecha Benkecha Afilu Makas Medina Ein Menakah Shekol HaMoyes Al HaMoyes Lo Nigzeru Gzeira Hilkach Lo Yaleh HaYisaparayin Zu. There's no Gzeira on the money, and therefore you cannot deduct from the Chakiris. Now Rashi speaks out, this whole Mishnah is only by Chakiris, but by Kavlanas, which is a regular sharecropper, so there's nothing to Menakah. He gets a percentage of what the field produced. So if the crop was not a good crop, he gets less anyway. There's nothing to deduct. And there is an option that maybe he should get charged for the Yetzias, but that we don't do, because there you can't blame that on him either. It's blamed on everyone. It's just Makas Din. It's everyone's fault, and therefore it's not Negeya or Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Negeya if it's a Chakiris. There he has a set amount to pay, and now the Maaseh was a Makas Medina. So Allah is, he could deduct from the amount he has to pay because it's Makas Medina. If it's a Makkah central to him, specific to him, then it's specific to the person working the field, then he cannot deduct from the Chakiris. Zok to Gemara. What is called a Makas Medina? What classifies a Makkah to be called a Makas Medina? So Amar Rav Yehuda, going to Ishtef Ruba de Baga, if most of the fields in that plateau, in that area, if Rav HaBikah, like Rashi says, Shazu B'Seicha, Rav of the Bikah, that this field is in that Bikah, if the Rav of that Bikah is also gets this plague, then Halach is, that's called Makas Medina. You don't need the whole entire city. It's enough in that area. Now the Rambam argues, Rambam says, Ishtav Ruba de Baga means Rav of that city. Rav of that city's properties got ruined. Ulama says even less. Ulama, it's called a Makas Medina if not only this property, but the four properties surrounding it also had this plague, then it's considered a Makas Medina, it's not called his mazel. So Ula is even more makel than Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says, Dafka Rav of the Baga. Ula says, only Rav of the Baga. As long as around his property, four other properties that were surrounded his properties were all also hit by this plague, it's called Makas Medina. Ula brings down some shilas that go with his shita. Lefi his shita, that four sides of the property already are called Makas Medina. Let's say the four fields surrounding his field, not the entire field had this plague, but only part of it, only one row that was connecting to his field, that's the thing that got hurt by this insects or this wind. Only that row. Is that called Makas Medina or not? On one hand, everything surrounding him had this Makkah. On the other hand, it was not the entire field of all the fields. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two is, Nishtar tal mechrei kula. Let's say all the surrounding fields got this Makkah, but there is a buffer zone between his field and those fields. There's one row of their field that was closest to his field that did not get this plague. So now, is that considered that it's Makas Medina or not? Because the Maaseh there is a hefsek between them. What about Afsika Bira, Mai? If all the fields surrounding his field, no one planted anything there, and obviously nothing happened to it because nothing planted to it. The ones behind those, there was a Makkah of the insects. What's the halacha? Is that called makazin or not? On one end, to say everything to surround any field of tefua surrounding him got hit with his makah. On the other hand, the ones right next to his field, directly around his field, they didn't get anything because they were empty. So my, is that called a hefsek or not? What about aspasta my? If those fields surrounding you did plant, but they planted aspasta, which is maicha behema, and the ones behind that were regular zera, and those got ruined. Is that called makazin or not? Because maybe this is not called a hefsek, because this is not Michael Adam. All the Michael Adam around him, all the food around him, Taka got this makah. The ayah spasta didn't, the spasta was Michael Behema. And Zera Acha Ma'ai, which means in Tim Tzulayma spasta, is not considered Afsaka because spasta is Michael Behema, so therefore it's still considered makazinim because all the food fields around you got this makah. What about if it's a different Zera in between your field and the other field? I mean, there's wheat field here, and around your seirim is barley, and then behind that are chitim. That's really the next shiloh. So, or in the case where it was eggplants in between you and the chitim. Your chitim, there's eggplants and chitim. The eggplants nothing happened to, but the chitim did. Is that called makas adina? And you don't count the eggplant because that wasn't chitim. So zera achamai, is that called a hefsek or not? Chitim legavi seirim, because zera achadom eloi. If zera is considered that it's not, it doesn't go into the makas v'dina, doesn't go into this discussion of makas v'dina because it's different type of zera. What about if it's chitim sa'irim? Maybe they're too similar, and there you do count it. And if the sa'irim around the chitim did not get a makas, it's not called makas v'dina, even though behind that the chitim did. That's also a shayla, eloi. Or another shayla is kala ulam kula b'shadafayin. The whole area around you was all with the makas called shadafayin, which is with wind, v'shaloi b'yirakin, and yours was from yirakin, which is like a drought. Inami, or the opposite, kolam kul b'yirakin, your field got hit with yirakin, which is a drought, the whole world was with a drought, v'shaloi, and your field got hit with shadafin, which is wind. So teikun, Mar says teikun. And the last shayla was saying that there was a makah here, but it was a different type of makah. So the Meiri speaks out, if it's entirely different makah, which means if all the fields around you had chagav, had insects, and you had shidafa, and you had wind or drought, that's pashut, that it's not called makas v'dinah, because what does drought got to do with insects? Here, shidafa and yirakin are very similar. They're both in the drought family. One's with wind, that's what dries it out, and the other one's with the missing in the rain. That's the way that dries out. It's the same type of idea, so maybe that's called one big makas v'dinah. On all these shaylas, the Gemara says, teiku. We don't have an answer to the shayla. So the Gemara writes, Amalei, if the owner told this sharecropper, this chayker, this person who's using the field and leasing it, he said, Zara chiti, plant chitim. That's what I want you to plant in this field. Vazel, who was Zara Sari, he went ahead and listened. He planted barley, Vishtadif, Ruba de Baga, and Lamaisa was a Makas Medina, Rav of the fields got this Makka, Vishtadim Hanach Sari Lay, and his Sairim also got hurt in the same Makka. Mat, Miyamir and Amalei, the owner could say, Iluzar Sachiti, if you would have, no, this is not the owner, this is the sharecropper, the worker says, Iluzar Sachiti, I would have planted a chitin like you told me. Have an avim shtatva. Same thing would have happened, it also got ruined. Idil Matsu Amalei, Iluzar Sachiti, if you would have planted a chitin, the owner says, you would have planted a chitin, have Makayim be, Vatigzar Oimer Vayakim Lach. It would have Makayim this pasuk that says that I davened, someone davened to Hashem, and Hashem is Makayim what you davened. And I davened that the chitim should grow good. And meanwhile, you'd plant this irim. So my tefillah wasn't good because my tefillah was on chitim. So therefore, my tefillah didn't work. But if I would have known, if you would have listened to me, my tefillah would have worked and saved my chitim. So Allah is Mustavro the Amalai is a rat the chiti have Makayim be for Tigzorim of Yakum Loch, Father Chachanogaras. And then Apostle, that you, Lemaisa, it's Mustavro, that's true. And he says that I daven the chitim, I thought it was chitim, and Lemaisa, you plant the serum, it's a good taina, and therefore you cannot deduct, even though it's a Makas Dina, because he says, if you would listen to me, nothing would have happened. So I think Gemara Vaita. Nishtatvu calls the dois of Shalmachir. Now, this owner of the property had a bunch of different properties all over the place. All his properties, punked, got ruined. And this one also got ruined. But the lawyer started Ruva Debaga, but not Ruva Debaga. So it's not a Makas Medina, but Koyach Ruva Debaga. But on the other hand, the worker Katayna, the Choyker Katayna, you know, it's not my fault, because Haraya, look, all your fields, wherever they were, all got ruined. It must be something to do with you. It must be something to do with your mazel. So what's the halacha? On one hand, you say it's not a makas medina, so I can't deduct from my chakiras. Since all your lands, you the machkir, you the owner, all your properties had this this pestilence. Motzi amalei, high mishum lesi didachu. And motzi it's your mazel. Because all your fields got ruined. So what's halacha? Mestavra the Gemara says. Mestavra the amalei, the owner says, even shemal shoy didi, if it was my fault, have mestar li porta. Something would have left for me. The Chassid says in the pasuk, kineshar nu mat maharbe. The derech is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives a tzar to someone, he leaves them over something. And this machit haynes, he left me over something also. You know what he left me over? He left me over your field. That was supposed to be good. And what happened? Your mazel caused it to be harmed. Your mazel. And therefore, it's not my mazel, it's your mazel. You can't prove it's my mazel, because I'll tell you, that was my nishara ma'at maharbe. That was my leftover, my little bit. And it's because of you that it got ruined. Taisa says a little bit different knesh. Taisa says, that money that you owe me is what Hashem saved me. So you have to give that to me. That's what Hashem saved to me. And now that you don't have that to pay, it's your fault. It's not my fault. Because my fault, Hashem left me a little bit. Now, what about a different case? Where is another case? The opposite case. The statue calls the Eisah Shachaker. The Chaker had properties other places. He was he worked properties all over the place, and all his properties got ruined. The statue ruined the baga, and where this property was, it was roiv of the baga, which made it a Makas Medina, got ruined. The statue and this property also went with the Makas Medina. My, what's the halacha? Me and me, the kibbutz statue ruined the baga. Menakele, the doctor, why? Because the Makas Medina. Since all his lands were ruined, we could tell him, it's your fault. Because all your fields got ruined, so it must be something to do with you. Because all your fields, wherever they were, got ruined, even in places where no makas dina. So what's the halacha? You can say it's because you the worker, it's your fault, you're the chayker's fault. How do we know that? Am I? How can I name a lay? Even if less than the D, if it was my fault, who have a mishali porta, I would have left over something. Then I'm a kind beacon of sharmat maharbe. What do you mean? If it been me, I have something left over, and I'm tining that what was left over is this field. This field that I'm working on over here. And LMI, why didn't it happen? Because it was a makas odina. So it's not my fault. So I want to know. Mishnamalei, have a chazis lishterulach midi, have shach and have shach. If there would have been royal food to have something left over from your own properties, not from your properties that you're working on. This property here is something you don't own. You're just being a chayker. You owned your own properties other places. And where your own properties were, they all got ruined. So if they all got ruined, there must be something to do with you. And Hashem didn't leave you anything, because it would have left something in that, and those properties. And therefore, here this is not yours. So here, you can't tie it, this was my leftover, because this is not yours. And therefore, you can still tie it, it's your fault, it's your mazel that caused this loss. So upon him, that's the Gemara discusses a whole shayla about whose mazel it is. But now I want to go back to the Ikadin, what's called the Makas Medina. Rav Yehuda said, Makas Medina means of Roiv of the Baga. And Ullah said, if any fields that surrounding, if the four fields surrounding his field gets ruined, that's called Makas Medina. So Gemara's a kasha on this. Meisvei, this Brisa is talking about a case or a halacha of stei achuza. Halacha is that a stei achuza means a sod that your family owns in Eretz Yisrael. If you sell it because you need money, you can be paid it. Now halacha is you cannot be paid, you cannot redeem it until the lekeach gets 2 years of peiros on it. After 2 years, then you could be paid it. The pasuk says mispar shnei tevois yimkalach. You have to give it them at least 2 years. So the price is like this. Let's say those 2 years were not plantable. You couldn't plant those 2 years. If those years were shnas shidof and v'irokin, it was a year with bad winds or a drought, a shvius or a shmita, you couldn't plant in that year. Or it was like a drought like the years of Eliyahu. It does not count from the minion of 2 years. You can't count that. I need 2 years of years that I can grow a produce on it. So it says in this price, it's similar to the years of Eliyahu. Just like in Eliyahu's days, there was no tvua anywhere. Not only this baga, everywhere is no tvua. So here, as you see there, the Makas Medina, it's only called Makas Medina, when it comes to the 2 years of Shnei Achuza, is only if there's no pairs anywhere. Apachinami, our Mishnah also, Lama Tuva Kalal, has to be a case no Tuva, Iko Tuva, Avod Iko Tuva, Salkale, like you're Marcus Medina. If there is Tuva, the halacha is that by the case of Steachuza, it counts. And we don't say it's Marcus Medina. And the same thing for us also asking that. The same thing we're asking about us also, that the only time it's called Makas Medina is only if there's no Tua whatsoever. Just read the Gemara one time. What I'm saying is that the Shonim of Shtash Shadafan has to be like Elio, just like Elio, the years of Elio, Leva Tua Klal. Av Hakanami, like Yerok and Shadafan, Leva Tua Klal. But if it is Tua, it's counted as the 2 years of the Steachuza. So by us also, Makas Medina has to mean there's no Tua whatsoever. So there's a kasha both on Ula and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says Rav of the Bagi. Ula says the fields around it. And here we see Makas Medina says nothing at all. So the Gemara, no, you can't compare the Makas Medina of the Sugya of Choker to the Makas Medina of the din of Mispar Shnei Tvua Simachalach, which is a din by Steachuza. Amar Nachum Yitzchak Shani Hosma Akra says in the pasuk, "Be Mispar Shnei Tvua Simachalach, Shonim Sheshbam Tvua Vayilam." If it's enough, if it's years that there are Tvua in the world, that's enough to call Mispar Shnei Tvua, and then you can redeem it. Mashenkin Baas is totally in its private property that you're renting over here, and there you can tie in it's a Makas Medina. If there's all around it, you can't say it's my mazel. Now that you're tining that it's mamish toli in tvua ba'olam. Tvua ba'olam is enough. So shvias talim a minute. So why isn't Shemitah counted? Shemitah lemaisa ikah tvua b'chutzlaretz is tvua in chutzlaretz. So why isn't shvias counted towards the 2 years of steachuza l'chayra? In those years are considered shnei tvuos because you have tvua in chutzlaretz. On Malay, no, Shvius Afkata the Malki. Like Rashi explains, Afkata Malka, Hamelech Bitloid, of course, Baruch and Avatam Azera, but Reike Misha Eina. It's like the year, it's like not here. Like Kara Kosli Shoshan, it's not close enough to it, it's like not here. For anything, more of that, if Shvius is cool, it's not even here. Omalay Mazucha Vedrav Maravina, Elmiata, Shvius Laital Lemin Gurua, Alama Tanam, we know it's Aloha, regarding Makdish Sadeo. If you Makdish Sadeo Achuza, in order to be paid from Hekdesh, you have to give a set amount. It's 50 shekalim, 50 shekel kesef for the 49 years. Now, let's say it's the middle of the year of the Yovels. So then you figure out how much is per year, and the Gemara and the Mishnah really figures out how much it is per year. It says if it's 50 shekalim for 49 years, it comes out to a sela o pundyon per year. Basically, a shekel and a pundyon is 48 pundyon in a shekel. So it's a sela punya per year to be paid it. Now that's all in the cheshbon if you divide it by 49 years. But if 7 of those 49 years are Shemitah, and that's not counted towards regular, it's called like Kamishayin, it's like it's not here, so you really should divide the 50 shekel into 42 years, which would make it basically a sela and 1/4 sela per year, much more than a punyan if you want to be paid it. Because you're not counting the years of Shemitah, so it's now, if not instead of 49, it's 42 years. So let's read it inside. El miyata shvi l'tal lemin guru av alamatan or lemin mishnah noisin sela apoydin l'shana. You give a sela apoydin l'shana l'chayr to be more than apoydin on malay shani hos l'chad the mishnah kapeiri. They were handling b'makdash asada. And the ma'aseh asada does have usage even in the shvita years because you can spread out peiris in it. Therefore, it can be counted in the years of pidyon, in the years of redeeming it. It can be counted towards those years. Avad, when it comes to shnei tevuos, which is dima steachuza, being paid as steachuza from a person you sold it to, there need the years of produce. But here, it's not the sunset shnei tevuos over here. It's just a din that you makdash it, whatever the value is. So here's a certain value. Even in shmiyas years, there's a value of mishtuch peiri. Amash more. Loi Shana, this whole heta of Makas Medina is only a heta. Elo Shazara Vitzam Chava Chaga. You planted and it sprouted, and then the Chaga of the insects ate it. Ava Loi Zara Klal, if you didn't plant and you say, oh, my sister Makas Medina, I'm reducting, Loi. Domale Ilu Zarata, if you would have planted, may have a Makayimbi, may have, I would have had a nace. Loi Yavoshu Be'ez Ra, or we may Rav on Yisbaw. Maybe I would have been Zecha to a nace, and my property would not have got ruined. So Shmuel says you have to try. If you hadn't tried, we can't say, oh, it would have happened anyway, and therefore you could deduct. Because the Maisa, maybe the owner would have had a nace in his property and it would have grew, therefore you have to give them money. Master Rav Sheshes, do you say such an idea that he might have had a nace? Master Rav Sheshes, Roya Shay Roya, a shepherd that was doing his job, Vaniach Edroy, he left his flock, Ubalair, and he came to the city, Ubazay Vitaraf. The Maisa, he left, and what happened was when he was away, a wolf came and was Taraf, Vari Vidaras. Taraf means that he takes the prey with him, and Ari means he's Daras, he eats his prey on the spot. But in any case, a dangerous animal came and damaged the animals. Ain't Omer, we don't say Elo Yishama Yamatsa. We don't say, oh, it's because he left this happened. If it would have been there, it would have saved it. Elo Imdim, oh, you say, you evaluate it. Im Yachal Hatzel, if it's something he could have saved, then Chayim, La Pata. Great thing tomorrow, by my name, Elay, he have his house, want me to tie it. He would have been there, have a Makayim be, you would have had a nace, maybe. Ha Makayim Bachal, maybe you say, Makayim Bach, Gamma Sari, Gamma Doiv, Yikavdecha. The Pasuk says, this is by David HaMelech, he says, I killed a Ari and a Doiv myself with my own hands. So here, maybe that nace would have happened with this Raya. So maybe because he wasn't here, it didn't happen. Zakhta Gemara, no. Shadom Alei, he have his chazos le sechush le nisa, because there the owner, the guy tells him, have a shrach, if a nace would have happened to you, have a shrach eshla nisa kerbuchini ben daisa. If you tell the owner, you think there would have been a nace, if he would have been there, if you would have had a nace, you could have had a better nace. Like a kerbuchini ben daisa, the masin easy dubi bekarnao, the famous story of kerbuchini ben daisa, where the goats carried beers on the horns. So that's why it's not a tiny there that maybe would have been a nace, because if that's true, then maybe I would have better nace. So it must be not choshefa a nace over there. Frank, no, but name of lane, he don't need to rabba loy hava chazina, nisa zuta chazina. Maybe there's still a taina. If it's true that you could taina, that I could have had an ace, so by a raya should not be potter either. Because you could tell a raya, you would have had an ace. You would have had an ace, lechara. They tell me, oh, if you would have had an ace, you could have had a bigger ace. No, a bigger ace is harder to have. So the bottom line is, we are proving from here that you don't say you would have had an ace, because if you would have had an ace, a raya, then the raya would have been chayiv. And we're saying the raya is potter because we're not chayshe for nisim. Therefore, back over here, Shmuel says that if loizara klal, the halacha is that you can't deduct because you could tiny would have had an ace. Mehecha teisa, you would have had an ace. Samara says kasha, staka shver. Samara comes out here at shver to say this thing. Now, teisa is a kasha. What's the kasha? Just like we said before, that by Zara Chitim, Zara Sairi, we say it's a good taina because that would have daven fit. See here also, let him taina that if you would have planted, I would have daven. So Taisa's answer, a big aside. Taisa's answers, that's only, davening only helps if you daven for a specific thing. I daven dafka for those Chitim, or dafka for those Sairim. But just to daven generally, that would not have helped. Look at Taisa like this. Plant whatever you want. The hashle motzle meima have a kain be v'tigza armi v'yakum loch. The mestav loy makabakars baruch tosho zeh shiatzliach komas yuzareya imloy shiatzli neis. Loy kamala eld. He didn't say before a kain be v'tigza armi l'fish v'svala min ach echad shalchitim. You have to be specific with your tefilos. If you're not specific with your tefilos, so then Dr. Taisis, then it would not happen. So the bottom line is Shmuel said halacha, which lands up being shver a little bit. Shmuel says halacha that if you the only time you could taina that it's the only time you could taina this taina that a makas medina only if you actually give it a try. If you don't give it a try, so then there's no. If you don't give it a try, then maybe I would have had an ace. My mice maybe would have had an ace. But the Gemara of the mice at the end of the day has a kasha on it from the case of Roya. Gemara has a kasha from the case of Roya, such a case. The mice in Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Shmuel. In Shulchan Aruch it says hislav al karkas yizven achitim zara sarim or oish loy zara klal. It says there that you cannot be menaka because we pass with this, even though the Mark stays with Kasha, the Maisa, at the end of the day, we still paskin like this Mandiyama.